and through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.
On a Tuesday, and guess what? It's Chamber Chat. Janae, how are we doing?
Good.
And you have a special guest today.
I do, yeah.
You're going to introduce her to us.
Yes, our 2025 Ooh, Chamber Chair, Sarah Kern.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
You are a representative of some place, some business, something, because they just gave you a gift for because you're so good.
Right. I am the vice president and egg lender at Citizens Bank Minnesota in Watkins.
Okay.
I've been on the chamber board. This will be my third year.
All right.
So Janae caught me in a moment of weakness.
And away we go.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you're kind of in the lending world.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yep.
And
yep.
How different or weird is that right now with interest rates?
My primary role is an ag lender, so commodity prices are not great right now. Cash flows are a little tough, a little interesting. Doing the best we can with the interest rates we've got, so still out there helping farmers, but it's been an interesting renewal season.
Yeah, I imagine.
Things aren't as rosy as they were a year ago.
And now a new president on board. We expect any changes with that coming?
We don't really know.
We really are.
There was some programs announced before inauguration, like a month ago. So waiting for those to be rolled out. Yeah. So that will help cash flows also.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And how long have you been up there at the bank?
I've been there since 2020, so it'll be just about five years.
How about that?
I worked for the FSA office before that.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. All right. And you have kids and family and everything?
Yes.
You were telling me a little bit about them.
Yeah, we have three kids. They're Eden Valley Watkins students, so we're Eagles.
Yeah, there you go.
A 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So everybody was off to school today.
And you're off and running a lot with them.
Yeah.
Yep. They are at that age.
Yep, all the activities, basketball and wrestling and dance and everything.
All right.
FFA.
Yeah, how about that? Well, good. Well, welcome aboard. And your duties now as chairman is to, I'm sure, run the meetings and things like that.
Yep. Keep our rowdy board members in line.
I know. Yeah, there are some, aren't there? You know, especially those girls who want to run the world. You know. So that's great. How many board members have you got?
12.
Okay.
Yep. We have 12 board members and then two chamber staff.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. And you probably have some stuff that you want to talk about a little bit too, but I just want to mention again that there's going to be no peanut butter and milk festival meeting tonight because that's kind of a school activity and school is not in session today.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's going to be here before you know it too.
What is that? Just 2 weeks?
Yeah. And we have the pleasure of getting to organize a couple days, a couple half days for those guests. So we have on Tuesday, February 4th, we're going to be taking them to tour Central County's Co-op and I believe Towmaster.
Okay.
And then the other day we're going to be on Thursday, they have breakfast at the chamber office, and then we go and we get to go to Ramsey so they can kind of tour that and pick out some fun items. Mm-hmm. We will get to do the Sheriff's Department this year, so they'll get to see all of that. I know that's something they haven't been able to do in the past.
Right.
But
things are done up there enough now. Huh?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Yep, and then GVL Poly. So, and then we wrap it up with lunch at Luis's at Herradura's.
Mm-hmm.
Send them on their way.
So you guys are going to be busy during that event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then our next big thing is the Chamber Online Auction.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So if you remember last year, we were raising funds to kind of renovate the inside. So we were able to get new flooring and get it all painted and get some new furniture for the front. So now our goal for this year is to, again, raise funds for some of that equipment. We're wanting to get some conference style tables and chairs so that we can host more lunch and learns, our meetings there. If members want to use the space, they can. So that's our goal for this year.
Okay. And as far as that event, I assume that we're going to have a local auctioneering group.
We are, yeah.
Helping out.
Yes, Steffes Group is our event sponsor, so they host that for us online, and it'll be March 17th through the 23rd. We extended it through the weekend this year in hopes that we could kind of catch those people that are off on the weekend, so you'll have more time to bid and go back and forth with those bidding wars. And we're just hoping to have as many packages as we did last year. I think we had upwards of 50 packages.
Yeah,
so, we've got some of those fun things coming back again, like that airplane ride that Agrisystems West does, Adoring Boys. So,
have you been on that airplane ride?
I have not. No, I know. Yeah. So maybe something I'll have to bid on.
It's kind of neat. Yeah. It is. It's kind of fun. So if you get a chance to bid on that, those little trips like that, you just don't realize until you get up there what we've got and really what it looks like.
Right.
Traveling on the roads instead of in the air, and it's a whole lot different, but it's kind of neat.
Yeah, and a unique experience that you might not otherwise get, you know, so that's kind of what's fun about this auction is that we have some very unique, unique items on there for people to look at, and all from our generous chamber member businesses, too.
There you go. And they were out plenty early last year. I mean, before the actual bidding, you were able, I don't know how long it was before, but a fair amount of days before.
Yeah, and we're trying to shoot for, even a little bit earlier this year. Mm-hmm. We've got a February 7th deadline for businesses to let us know if they're going to be donating so we can get some posters out and kind of get that word spread a little sooner.
Yeah.
And then, of course, try to get those packages out as soon as we can so people can see and decide what they want to bid on.
Okay. And you'll have Sarah doing some of the auctioneering, I assume.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't talk fast enough.
What?
No. I need a lesson.
She's not a fast-talking banker.
No.
It's a talent, for sure. Yeah. There's school for it,
You wouldn't want me trying to. I would step right on my tongue about 12 times. So,
Same.
And then I'd probably swear or something, and then they'd kick me out. So it'd be all over. So
It'd be entertaining.
Well, it would be. Yeah, there'd be, if you like humor, it would be. Nothing would get accomplished, so. But anyway, what else have you got coming up that you'd like to mention, dear?
Oh, man. Well, just again with that, the online auction, the items, you can come and see them in person.
Oh.
We will have, we're going to look like a storage space, but we're going to have all of the items out front in our office so you can come in and kind of see what each package entails and get a little bit more up close and personal with those. But that's our biggest thing, I guess. And then, of course, we're just always looking for new chamber members. Other businesses we can support. Our mission this year is to really get out to those communities outside of Litchfield, as we are a chamber that supports all of Meeker County.
Mm-hmm.
So a big push for us this year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. As you're out there and talking about that, January is seemingly, as I remember back when I was in business, kind of the month where people are getting their budgets all put together. And so now really is the time to take a serious look at it. And if people are interested, I'm sure they're going to have to get a hold of either you or Sarah or someone to see how that all works out. If they haven't, because if they're current members, obviously they kind of get the dues that are sent to them. Mm-hmm. But if they haven't gotten them before, how would we go about that?
Right. Yeah. Contacting any of our 12 board members. Mm-hmm. We have all of that online, as well as our membership guide and a registration form.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you can give us a call too, or send me an email, and we can set up a meeting over the phone or in person. Okay. So number at the office is 320-693-8184. My email is janae@litch.com. So janaye@litch.com. Or you can visit litch.com.
Okay.
So pretty easy to find us.
There you go. Sarah, any last words for our listeners out there in the cold weather?
Well, the Watkins Sportsmen's have their fishing contest this weekend.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep, and it's going to be held on the ice actually. The last couple of years, I think it's not been because the ice conditions have not been great. So they had it in a parking lot, but that'll be out on Clear Lake this weekend. And the proceeds from that go to the Watkins Chamber and the Sportsman. So another worthy cause.
Yeah, and it's nice to see him back out on the ice. Mm-hmm. You know that Litchfield's Wintercade will be, I believe, was it last weekend? Eden Valley might have had theirs.
Yep, theirs was last weekend.
Yeah, and so just glad to see all those out there. That's always a fun event. But yeah, the Watkins one this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Gals, we thank you for coming in, and we're going to do it again at least with you next Tuesday, right?
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
All right, it'll be great. See you then, Gals.
Through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.